so wonderful, Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord.
Lily was playing a song before. Peace, sweet peace, the gift of God's love. Let's sing that together. 337? Yes, 337. Oh, how people need peace. Maybe you need peace tonight. God has that for you. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Let's claim all three. Praise God.
There comes to my heart one sweet strain, a glad and a joyous refrain. I'll sing it again and again. Sweet peace, the gift of God's love. praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Savior, thank you, Jesus. Oh, minister your peace tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
We live in days where people are very anxious. Their anxiety is a big problem in many people's lives. I notice that among young people. I don't know if it's because we went through COVID and all those drastic changes with virtual classes, and everything was disrupted, everything was turned around, everything seemed so uncertain, and it's troubled people, and they can't seem to get past that. And God wants to do something to help us as His children to have real peace, to do what the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Don't be worried about anything. Don't be, it says, be careful for nothing in the King James. Don't be filled with anxious care. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. It's something we have to claim. That's something we have to do. We have to take our cares, our fears, our anxiety, and we have to bring them to Jesus. Talk to Him about it. Casting all your care upon Him, because He cares for you. You can take that two ways. He cares about you. Whatever concerns you, He's concerned about. But He also takes care of you. That's why you bring it to Jesus, because He's able to take care of those concerns that you have. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Praise God. We shouldn't carry these cares ourselves when Jesus invites us to bring them to Him. We ought to bring them to Him right away, and we ought to bring them to Him often. You know, when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, He had some cares, didn't He? Bible says that He sweat, as it were, drops of blood. He was in agony at the thought of going to the cross. It was as though the sins of the world were already coming upon Him. And he prayed. And then He got up, and He told His disciples to stay awake and pray with Him. Then He went back to prayer, and He prayed again. But He didn't break through to peace, and then he saw that they were sleeping, and so He knew He had to do this all by Himself, and so he went back and He prayed again. And finally, He broke through to peace. And then the angels came and ministered to Him, and then His whole attitude was different. Now He was able to face His enemies and surrender Himself to them, and even help them to get the job done that He had come to accomplish. But I like that. Jesus showed us that we have to keep praying until we get the answer, and pray until the peace of God that passes all understanding comes to us. You know, some people, when they pray, all they think about is their problem. And the more they think about their problem, the bigger it gets. And then when they're done praying, they're more anxious and troubled than when they started. That's happened to me sometimes. Prayer was a time of just thinking about my problems and talking about them and magnifying the problem. Well, that's not the way we're supposed to pray. We're not supposed to magnify the problem. We're supposed to magnify the Lord and stand upon His promise and thank Him ahead of time, even before we experience the answer to our prayer. Brother Bowers, the pastor in Canarsie, used to tell the story of the missionary who went to Africa, and he went to visit a family, and they gave him monkey meat to eat. And he had never eaten monkey meat before and had no desire to. He said, but he wanted to be a good missionary and, not offend the people. So he cut a piece off and he stuck it in his mouth and he began to chew. And the more he chewed, the bigger it got. Yeah, that's me with mushrooms. The more I chew, the bigger they get. Or fish. And he said, it's like that with our problems sometimes. The more we chew, the bigger they get. And so we have to not magnify the problem. We need to magnify the Lord. And we ought to do that tonight. You know, there's a reason why God introduces songs to us and thoughts, even in the beginning of the meeting. Maybe there's someone here that's troubled. Maybe you're plagued with anxiety and stress. And God wants to help you tonight, I'm sure. God wants to give grace and wants to help you to cast that thing upon Him. I like the Bible says, cast your care upon the Lord. Cast your burden. Just throw it there. Let go of it. And let Jesus take care of it. And so let's do that right now.
Yes.
And if you've done it before, do it again. Do it until the peace of God comes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise God. It's the gift of God's love, this peace.
Yes.
Sweet peace, the gift of God's love. Lord, we thank you that you love us and you want us to be at peace. You don't want us to be troubled, full of anxiety and care. And Lord, you know, we know that we're human and we're susceptible to these things. We live in a world, Lord, where we're surrounded by trouble. But Jesus, we thank you that you're our refuge and our strength and an ever-present help in trouble.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we come to you tonight. Right at the beginning of this meeting, Jesus, we recognize that the Prince of Peace is standing in our midst. And Lord, you're telling us to come unto you. You will give us rest. And so, Lord, we do. God, in Jesus' name we come and we bring all of our cares to you. That thing that troubles us. We might not even know what's troubling us, but we just we suffer from worry and fear. Lord, that's darkness. You're light. And so we pray, Jesus, that as we come into your presence, that the light of your presence will drive away that darkness in our life and drive it far away, Lord, and replace it with the peace of God. With the rest of faith, Lord, we thank you that tonight we can claim, and we do claim, we do draw from you the very help that we need at this time. Let there be a real definite change, Lord, not just some temporary relief in the meeting, but Lord, we pray that you do a deep and powerful work of the Holy Ghost in our lives, Lord. God, I know other young people that are troubled, Lord, greatly troubled. God, you want to set them free, Lord, and we know you have that for them. Jesus, it passes understanding, Lord, and we claim it no matter what things look like around us. We can have peace, and we can rejoice, and we can be at rest. And so we thank you for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Casting all your care upon me. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Casting all your care upon him, casting all your care upon him, casting all your care upon him. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's also sing that other song that we were hearing before. It is well with my soul. Praise God. It is well. That's number 316. 316. Also in your hard-covered book. Praise God. Amen. We can sing that in faith, too. We've cast our cares upon him. And now we're going to, by faith, proclaim, "It is well with my soul." Hallelujah. And praise Him for it. Verse again. Make sure we get it. Where's your sin? It's nailed to the cross. You don't bear it anymore. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All of my sin nailed to the cross. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Hallelujah. My sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free, free, gloriously free. No longer by sin I am bound. Precious blood cleanses and satisfies me. This freedom, Jesus, I found. I'm free, free, gloriously free. No longer by sin I am bound. Precious blood cleanses, satisfies me. This freedom in Jesus I have found. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, I love you so. Praise your holy name, thank you, Jesus, oh God, hallelujah. Thank you for the blood, thank you for the cross, hallelujah. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Now that we have peace with God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, now we can have the peace of God. Amen. And even better than that, we can have the God of peace. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, praise God. If you can't praise God about that, you're probably dead. Amen. Brother Gordon used to say, you're twice dead and plucked up by the roots. You got one foot in the grave and the other one a banana peel, he used to say. Well, it all means the same thing. Praise God. Well, let's sing that last verse, 3:16, okay?
And Lord, it's the day.
Sister Lily, can you pray for the young ladies down in the village and the children in the cottage? Thank you for coming down here tonight to play for us, braving the storm.
Lord, we thank you for Open Camp, and we thank you for the opportunity that you've given these little ones and older ones to be here at this time. We thank you for helping them to be brave today in the weather. And Lord, we just pray that you'll bless them even tonight, Lord, that you would calm any fears that they may have, and Father, you would give them sweet rest, we pray.
Yes, Jesus.
And Lord, as they enter their day tomorrow, we pray that you would just come to them in their morning worship, Lord Jesus. That you would open up the eyes of their understanding, their hearts, and their gratitude. Help them to want you, Lord Jesus, just to lay over you and to love you more and more. Bless their teachers, dear God. Pray that you would just let your word flow through each and every one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let's be free in God's presence tonight. Maybe there are some that are going home and they would like to, haven't taken their opportunity to thank the Lord and praise Him. Feel free to do so. We'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Praise God. Not limited to those that are leaving, but we just want to call special attention to them. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you. Hallelujah. One of the nice things about camp meetings is you don't have to run somewhere, especially the night meetings. In church, I've always got people that have to go somewhere after meeting. And we look at the clock, and either the roast is going to burn, or I don't know what we're running to all the time. But evening meetings at Pilgrim Camp, there's nowhere to go. So might as well stay and enjoy the Lord as long as we can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Savior. Oh, what wonderful, wonderful rest, trusting completely in Jesus I'm blessed. Sweetly He comforts and shields from alarm, holding me safe in His mighty arms. Oh, what wonderful rest, trusting completely in Jesus, I'm blessed. Sweetly He comforts and shields from alarm, holding me safe in His mighty arms. I was talking to someone recently, and they said, I know God will help me through this, and He'll give me the grace, but you know, sometimes that's real tough. You know, we feel the pain, we feel every bump, but He gives us grace, we get through it. And God has something more for us than even the grace. He gives grace and glory, and we need to claim that. Lord, I know You're going to get me through, but I know that the glory is going to make it easier, make it a joy, make it a delight. Sister Caroline Gardner used to say that grace is the fuel that kind of keeps the machinery turning, but glory is the oil that makes it run so smooth, so quietly. Praise God. And so we're claiming that for you all in the kitchen, that God will not only give grace, but God will give glory. I think you need it on the grounds too. I think you need it in housekeeping. I think you need it in the office. God knows I need it right here. Praise God. Grace and glory. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Grace is flowing from Calvary. Grace as fathomless as the sea. Grace for time and eternity.
Some people think when we sit in silence that nothing's happening. But that's when the miracles take place. Oh. God's working in your soul, your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
There is joy, joy, joy in serving Jesus, joy that throbs within my heart. Every moment, every hour, as I draw upon His power, there is joy, joy, joy that never shall
I'm singing again. Sorry, Lil. Let's sing There's Joy in Serving Jesus. And maybe you still have something on your heart, and you'll have opportunity to share it as well. But let's get hold of this joy. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
471.
Thank you, Lisa. 471.
Joy in serving Jesus as I journey.
There is joy in serving Jesus, joy that triumphs over pain, fills my soul.
Truth, if there's joy in serving Jesus, you ought to let your face know about it. Right? How can you sing this song without smiling? I don't know. That's tough. Some of you can do it, I know. Very impressive. But don't try to impress us. Let's impress Jesus if we can do it that way. Here we go. Last verse.
There is joy in serving Jesus. Joy on the
Savior, thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.